Textiles are about to become a major part of the state's future. Defense Secretary Ash Carter today joins Governor Baker at MIT to announce a new national effort headquartered at MIT to revolutionize fabric and textile manufacturing. The $317 million initiative will create textiles for the future, such as internet-connected clothing and high-tech clothing for soldiers. The state is investing $40 million in the project. So to talk about the plan, we're joined this morning by Katie Stebbins, Assistant State Secretary for Technology, Innovation, and Entrepreneurship. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks. It's great to be here.
So tell us about the Institute. What is it? Is it a factory, a design facility? What's the goal?
So it's a research institute as we're thinking about these fibers and textiles of tomorrow. We think about the thread that you'd have in your shirt today as you look down at your own clothing, and it's a thread. But imagine that thread having the same properties as your smartphone. So we're looking at the possibilities and opportunities of what something like an everyday object like a thread in a garment, and now all these new properties it may be able to have with functions that are really beyond our wildest dreams.
So maybe helping soldiers identify each other on the battlefield to avoid friendly fire, for example. What other kinds of technologies do you think we might see come out of this?
Well, we think about fibers that maybe can cool and heat us. We think about fibers that can help identify us. We think about fibers, I think one of the descriptions out of MIT is that it can change colors depending on the environment you're in. Fibers that are incredibly lightweight. You think about public safety applications, you think about athletic applications, and military applications, certainly healthcare. You know, being able to wear a gown in the hospital that collects your vitals rather than being hooked up to a million wires. Your mind really can just keep going and going.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter will be at MIT today for the announcement along with the governor. The Defense Department is kicking in some of the $75 million in federal funds. We mentioned a few defense applications here. Why else is the Defense Department involved?
Well, the Department of Defense, I think, recognizes that they have a lot of opportunities to modernize how we protect our country. And so they have a large incentive to look at ways they can protect soldiers and the ways we communicate on the battlefield and at home. And so the Department of Defense has been funding these centers for manufacturing. They're also funding some others that we're involved in, a Center for Integrated Photonics and a Center for Flexible Hybrid Electronics. And then, you know, we have a lot of everyday applications in our lives, which may have started with a Department of Defense, NASA, you know, federal government-funded research that now has translated into our everyday lives.
So this is or is not primarily a Defense Department initiative then?
Well, it is partnered with NADIC's Soldier Performance Center in NADIC, and certainly a lot of the partnership work and research work we're going to be doing is around soldier safety, but the center will not just be focused on military applications. The center will also be focused on ideas and research that comes sourced from lots of different areas.
You know, it's so interesting that back a couple of centuries ago, Massachusetts led the nation with the Industrial Revolution in textile manufacturing, and here we are again headed off into a new area.
We are. It's really wonderful to see a legacy of something that we were so good at being able to now be modernized with new technology and reclaiming a space in this. And we're going to be partnering also with people all over the country. And so this is not only a Massachusetts endeavor, but, you know, the United States as a whole, really being able to look at how we're very good at technology, how we're going to reshore a lot of manufacturing and modernize our workforce and our economy.
Katie Stebbins, Assistant State Secretary for Technology, Innovation, and Entrepreneurship. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob. Have a great day.